On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM, and with the latest news for Kent. At 1 o'clock, here's Ishmael Khawaja.
Theresa May says she never thought she'd see the day when the Labour Party was accused of institutional racism by a former member. This week, eight MPs have quit over the way Jeremy Corbyn's dealt with the issue. But speaking during Prime Minister's questions, he insisted his party takes the strongest possible action against anti-Jewish actions.
Anti-Semitism has no place whatsoever in any of our political parties, in our life, in our society.
Meanwhile, three Conservative MPs have announced they're resigning from the party, blaming the government's disastrous handling of Brexit. Heidi Allen, Anna Soubry and Sarah Wollaston are to join the newly formed independent group with the eight Labour MPs.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A planned merger of Sainsbury's and Asda has been thrown into jeopardy after the competition watchdog identified extensive concerns. The Competition and Markets Authority says the deal could lead to higher prices and lower quality. A Kent MP spoken out in Parliament calling for mental health patients to be kept within their own area for treatment. South Annet's Craig McKinley has raised the case of one of his constituents.
Mark Verrian is a patient of Kent and Medway Health and Social Care Partnership. He was first admitted on a temporary basis following an unfortunate but mild episode. He has now been institutionalised for 11 years and has been moved over 100 times during that period.
This was the response from Parliamentary Under-Secretary for Health and Social Care, Jackie Doyle Price.
Frankly, I'm horrified to hear the account that he's just raised. We have made a priority of getting rid of out-of-area placements because we know that patients will do better if they're amongst their friends and family.
She also said she'll meet with Craig McKinley to discuss that particular case.
KMFM News.
There are concerns dozens of vulnerable young adults in Maidstone are at risk of becoming homeless following a decision to scrap a sheltered housing scheme. Trinity Foyer has helped give 16 to 24-year-olds a safe place to stay since it opened in Church Street in December 1998. It's closing after a change of service providers and residents have been given just 1 month to find somewhere else to live. Firefighters in Kent have been testing how they would respond to a major incident at a school with a training exercise involving a fake fire. 70 people took part in the operation at Foxwood School in Hythe yesterday. They also tested out new equipment like smoke hoods, which can be used to help rescue victims. Group manager Greg Lee from Kent Fire and Rescue says although they tried to make it realistic with things like synthetic smoke, it would be very different if the blaze was real.
This is a very, very sterile environment in comparison to a real fire. And the difference between a real fire and this is that extreme heat, the products of combustion are inherently black and thick and much, much more difficult to operate in than the synthetic smoke.
Plans to build more than 200 homes in Ashford to cover the cost of a new multi-million pound primary school have been formally submitted. Developers also want to create 36 care units, a new children's centre on land off Stanhope Road next to the John Wallace Academy. But there are concerns about the lack of social or affordable housing in the proposals, and some say the field should be kept as open space for children to play in. And Anne-Marie and Dua Lipa lead the way ahead of tonight's Brit Awards with four nominations each. Jack Whitehall's back to host this year's ceremony at London's O2 Arena. Hugh Jackman will open the show with a performance from The Greatest Showman.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football, and despite a strong performance, Gillingham came away empty-handed from their trip to Sunderland last night. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Lucy.
Well, after a dramatic start, the game ended 4-2, with the home side scoring all their goals from corner kicks or penalties. Jules boss Steve Lovell says it was a disappointing result.
When the third goal went in, you know, we had a mountain to climb then. And obviously when the fourth went in, it was too late. But the boys kept going to the end, and that's all I can say is that, again, that they give everything and they couldn't give any more.
Gillingham are now 3 points clear of the League One relegation zone with 13 games left in the season. Staying with football, and Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp admits their goalless draw with Bayern Munich last night was not a dream result, but a good one. The Merseysiders missed several decent chances as they were held by the German champions in the first leg of their Champions League last 16 meeting at Anfield. And in cricket, England captain Owen Morgan says they face a difficult one-day international series against the West Indies. The first of 5:50 over games between the two sides starts in Barbados this afternoon. Kent's Joe Denley is expected to open the batting for England.
That's the latest. Next update at 2.